The mission of Stoughton Hospital is to provide safe, quality health care with exceptional personalized service. We want to be your trusted resource for health information. It's time for Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. Here's Melanie Cole.
Home health care can be a wide range of health services that can be given in your home for an illness or an injury. It may be less expensive, more convenient, and just as effective as the care you get in a hospital or skilled nursing facility. My guest today is Melanie Crowther. She's a registered nurse at Stoughton Hospital. Welcome to the show, Melanie. Tell us a little bit about home health. What really does it entail, and who is eligible to receive home health care?
Hi, good morning. Home health entails much of what's done in the hospital. It's just an extension of what can be done at home. The insurance companies that cover it are pretty much every insurance company. We mostly deal with Medicare patients. That is the bulk of our admissions and our clients. We do have a lot of private care insurance and a lot of younger people who have, let's say, IV antibiotics that they need help with, wound care that they need help with. Those are the majority of our patients that we have at home health right now.
Now, are these considered skilled home health services, and who provides them?
Yes, this is definitely a skilled home health service, and registered nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, medical social workers, and home health aides are all involved in the care at home of the patient.
What should someone expect from their home health care? So are doctor's orders needed to start the situation? And then what is it like? What can they expect when a person comes to their home to help them with injections or monitoring their illness?
Absolutely. A physician's order is needed, but we can assist to get that physician's orders to start the home health care, and then we would be the liaison with the physician and the patient. As far as what's needed in the home is we bring all of our supplies. The only thing we would ask for is to keep pests out of the area, to have a workstation like a table, but we would bring all of the other supplies into the home that we would need.
And so what else should the home health staff do? Do they monitor what they're eating and drinking? Do they discuss nutrition and dietary habits or cleanliness, washing, bathing, that sort of thing? Speak about some of those other things.
Absolutely. We go into quite a bit of depth with nutrition, especially if it's a diabetic patient or some other nutritional needs. Congestive heart failure, we have a pathway that we like to follow. We have some special machines. It's called a home health monitor that we encourage our patients to use, which will take their weight, blood pressure, O2 sat to keep a really close eye and monitor their heart status. We check their vital signs each visit, as well as blood sugars if that's needed. We do quite a bit of blood draws when monitoring INRs if they're on a blood thinner, or just their basic lab if needed, like a BMP, CBC, any of those kinds of things. We do all of those in the home as well as wound care.
Speak about medications, Melanie, for just a minute. Where medications are concerned, and especially with the elderly, sometimes they forget to take their meds, or if their meds happen to be pain medication, maybe there's a problem with taking too many of them. Do you help them monitor their medications so that they can take them and adhere to them properly?
We do. We set up a medication box, which is a weekly slotted box. And it has morning, noon, p.m., and then evening spots. And we can set up their regular routine medications in there. And then their pain medications, we usually like to not put in the medication boxes as needed. But if there were an issue where we thought they were overtaking them or were confused on the medications, we can set up a timed medication box where it will beep after a certain amount of hours, and they will take the medication then. Or a lot of times the nurses will count the medications, see the patient the next day, and just to check to make sure that they're taking it appropriately. We also get the family quite involved if we think there's an issue with the pain medications. So maybe they can leave out in a cup or plastic bag, what they should be taking for the night, just to get the family more involved if there is an issue with pain medication.
Speaking of the family being more involved, what if there's a caregiver there or someone even who maybe doesn't speak perfect English? Do you help coordinate that care and work with that person to sort of teach them what it is you'd like them to do in terms of safety and nutrition, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. We can get interpreters. Even for hearing impaired, we have interpreters that we can utilize. We have a special phone that we can dial in for, let's say, Spanish-speaking patients, and they will interpret for us, and we can use that for both the caregivers and the patients, which is really useful because they will use our own words repeated back to them. But yes, one of our main goals is to keep the patient home and independent, so we really like when caregivers are involved, and they are just as important teaching as the patient, and that's a main goal of home health.
Melanie, what about the doctor? Is the doctor then not involved once someone gets involved in home health, or is the doctor kept up on the status of this patient? Tell us about that.
The doctor is definitely kept up to snuff on the patient. They know when there's been a change in the plan of care. We are making phone calls every day to update the physician and their staff. Also, every 60 days, it's called a certification period with Medicare, we have to submit a summarization of the care we've done and what we plan to do to continue if they're needed in our service anymore. So we definitely keep in close contact with the physician and their staff.
How often is someone eligible to receive home health care?
For Medicare specifically, it's called a certification period. Once they're admitted to our service, we keep them on for 60 days, and then after the 60 days, we reevaluate if our care is still needed, if they still want our care. But at any time during that period, we can discharge them if they've met their goals. Let's say they move to another county, we would then transfer our services to another home care agency. But there's 60 days. As far as private insurance, usually our biller will let us know how many visits we're approved for, and then we'll work with the patient to figure out when the visits would work out the best, specifically with nursing. Because in my head, I'm thinking of our IV patients and IV antibiotics. Usually they will need visits in the beginning of the certification period, more for teaching, for demonstration of how to flush their lines, how to set up their antibiotics, where physical therapy may need more visits towards the end of the certification period when their joint or surgery has healed a bit and they can move more on it. So we just try and individualize every patient with their visit.
What about hospice and palliative care? Is that involved in home care as well in home health?
It is. It definitely is. We do not do hospice. We will refer them to one of our local hospice agencies, but it definitely is a home care service that's available.
In just the last few minutes, Melanie, give your best advice to people with information about selecting a home health care provider and why they should choose Stoughton Hospital to help them with their home health care.
They should be looking for a multidisciplinary agency that can provide them with the care that they need, the services they need. And here at Stoughton, we do have that. We have the registered nurses, the physical therapists, occupational therapists, social workers, nutrition available for them to use and for us to help them stay in their home and stay safe and keep their health as viable as possible.
Well, I applaud you and all your work, Melanie. Home health care is just so important in this age of people are getting older and living longer, and they want to stay in their homes. So thank you for all you do. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. And for more information on home health care, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.